Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud, 6:10. The Braisa says, Chamisha Kinyanim Kana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo. Hashem acquired five, we'll call it special things, for himself and his world. Now, the truth is that Hashem owns everything, of course. He made everything, it's all his. So these are not just generic things that Hashem owns, but things that have special interest to him, special value to him. You might think of it as the way the Sefri describes it, you know, it has sentimental value to him. So when we own things, they could have economic value because they're ours, and therefore they're just technically ours, we own them. And then there could be sentimental value. They are not just of interest because they're economic worth, but something else. And what does it mean to be sentimentally valuable? It means that some of your identity of this is embedded in this thing. You're externalizing your identity, and you're saying, this is part of my personal story. This used concert stub and this old set of recipes from grandma and this old shirt my father used to wear. So this is part of my story. This is part of who I am. So your identity is sort of externalized into these objects. That's what it means to be sentimentally connected to something, right? So to speak, kaviyachol, we're speaking very much metaphorically here, but Hashem has a special connection with these five things. He's invested in them. He looks at his identity as being commingled with them, so to speak, to the point that, so to speak, his shechina, part of his presence, whatever that means, is attached to, embedded in with these five objects. So what are they? The Bryce says, first of all, ve'eluhen, these are them. First, we have Torah, kinyan echad. The Torah itself is one of the five. Shemayim va'aretz, kinyan echad. The heaven and earth, that's the second thing. Avraham, kinyan echad. Avraham Avinu, Abraham, our father, is the third. Yisrael, the Jewish people, kinyan echad, is the fourth. And Beis HaMikdash, kinyan echad, the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's home, so to speak, is the fifth. So these five things Hashem has a special connection to, meaning again, this sort of sentimental value, he identifies with them as sort of being things which fulfill his very will in this world and represents what his statement of purpose, and he's connected to it as if his Shekhinah is somehow present or more present or manifest with or in these things. So, says the Braisa further, Torah Minayin, where do we have a pasuk that tells you that Hashem is a special kinyan in the Torah? Dechsiv, so the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk from Proverbs, from Mishlei, and it's like the Torah itself is speaking, if you will. It's the Torah's voice, and it says, Hashem kanani, Hashem acquired me, meaning me the Torah, Reishis darko, the beginning of his way, kedem mifalav me'az. At the beginning, before even he went into production, way back when. So the idea here is that the evolution of kinyan, Hashem kanani, Hashem acquired me. But conceptually, that's their technical point, you have the word kinyan there, that Hashem acquires, has a stake in the Torah. But more than that, of course, is that the Torah is like Hashem's blueprint. It's his mission statement. It's his purpose of creation. It's the source from which all else came forth to fulfill his purpose. Therefore, of course, it's especially close to Hashem. Hashem is more than his Shekhinah is present in the Torah. That we say like the Torah says the Zohar and Hashem are like Chadhu, along with Yisrael. So like they're one. The Torah is almost like Hashem writ large, so to speak, kaviyachol. So that's the first. Second of all, Shamayim va'aretz minayin. How do you know that heaven and earth are also like special possessions of Hashem that belong to his treasure box, so to speak? Dechsev, the pasuk says, this is the pasuk in Yishai and Isaiah. Ko amar Hashem, Hashem said, Hashamayim kis'i, the heavens are my throne, va'aretz hadom ragli, and the earth is my footstool. Eze bayis, what house, asher tivnuli, could you possibly build for me? Ve'eze makom menuchasi, and what place could there be to be my resting place? So here we have Hashem referring to the Shemayim and Aretz as his throne and footstool. No explicit mention of the word kinyan here, but again, the throne is something very special to the Melech, the king. It's sort of the symbol of his sovereignty, very much connected to him and connected to him. You can, similar to how, you know, we have back when Paro is talking to Yosef, and he says, essentially, you're going to be the equal with me, except for the throne. Rak hakisei, except for the throne, egdal mimeka. You'll be greater than me in everything but that way. So that's, the idea is that this is Hashem's special throne, and that shows the specialness of it. Now, there's no word kinyan here. So then we go further. We have a second pasuk, which says, v'omer, ma rabu masecha Hashem, how great are the works or numerous are the works of yours, Hashem. Kulam b'chachma asisa, you made them all with wisdom. Mala ha'aretz kinyanecha, the world. So now you might think it means the world is filled with your possessions, plural, and kinyanecha, your possessions, going back on the stuff that fills the world. But that's not how we're learning this pasuk. And the reason why is because kinyanecha, your possession, is actually a singular. It doesn't have a second vav. A second yud between the nun and the chaf sofi. So it's kinyanecha is a singular here. And that being the case, what's the one thing that is Hashem's we're referring to here is the aretz. So we're saying the aretz, the land, the earth is your possession, and it's full of the stuff that you made. Okay, but so you see here that kinyan going back on aretz. So you see Hashem actually has a technical kinyan, if you will, on the aretz, or emphasized by the pasuk that has a kinyan of his. And of course, there's no mention here of the shemayim part, but they go hand in glove. They go together. And since the aretz, the earth, is like just the footstool of Hashem, so all the more so Hashem's kiseh, his throne, for sure, is a special kenyan of Hashem's. Number three, you have Avraham Minayin. How do you know that Avraham is a special kenyan of Hashem? Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, this is from in Bereishis, Vayvarcheu, Malki Tzedek blessed Avraham, Vayomar, and he said, Baruch Avram Lakel Elyon Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. Blessed is Avraham. Now, the Kel Elyon, to the highest God, if you will, Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, who is the one who's acquired heaven and earth? So the understanding of this would be not that it's Hashem's heaven and earth that he owns, but rather that Avram Avinu himself somehow is the Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. He owns the heaven and earth. Why? Because he's the one who was reconnecting the world to the Ratzon Hashem. He was Machnes, he brought the people Tachas Kanfei Yeshchina into the connection to Hashem, and since he's the first of the Ma'aminim, he's the first who is Vikra B'Shem Hashem, bring the world towards his purpose, so he is, so to speak, like the one who is like the Uman, who's Kone Shevach Kli. He made it, right? So he made the world how it's meant to be, so it becomes his. So we're saying here that it's that the Kone Shemayim Va'aretz is Avram, and it's if Avram is the one who Hashem allows, like, so to speak, the owner of the world, and the world is Hashem's world, so that all the more so Hashem has a special ownership, if you will, in Avram. That's the idea here. The reason why you say it in that way is because we're looking for proof to say that Hashem is a kinyan in Avraham. So if you say Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, it's talking about Hashem, that just tells you about the heaven and earth and not about Avram. Now, next we say Yisrael Minayin. How do you know that in addition to the Torah being a special place of the Shekhinah's presence, so to speak, and the Shemayim Va'aretz, where that Shekhinah's presence, so to speak, it's for him to do things, and Avram Avinu, who's the person who brought the world to connect Hashem, is Shekhinah's presence also. How do you know Yisrael, the Jewish people, who have that mission as the descendants of Avram Avinu to carry on bringing God and awareness to the world and connect the world back to Hashem? Dichsev, as the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Shemos by the splitting of the sea. Ad ya'avor amcha Hashem, ad ya'avor amzu kanisa. The pasuk says, until your people pass through, until the people that you acquired, asher kanisa, that you acquired, amzu kanisa, that you acquired, pass through. So the idea is you see that Hashem, this lashon of kinyan, Hashem is kona, the Jewish people. Now, Hashem took them out of Egypt, so maybe it's just, you know, it becomes Hashem's because he took us out. And that wouldn't necessarily suggest a special interest, a sentimental value, maybe it be economic. There was, we were his slaves. Hashem took us, now we belong to him. And the very point of this Mishnah, as really is proved by the next fact that we have, a second pasuk here, is not just that Hashem has a kinyan in these things, but they're special to him. So how do you know that the Hashem's connection to the Jewish people is just one of he owns us, but more than that, he has a special desire for us, special place in his heart for us, sentimental value with us? Because we have another pasuk which doesn't mention kinyan at all, but it talks about Hashem's special desire for us, the Jewish people. Va'omer, another pasuk, this is in Tehillim, says, Likdoshim asher ba'aretz, hema, for the holy people who are in the land, and va'adire, and also the mighty ones, kol cheftzi bam. My desire is sort of exclusively and focused on them. So we're saying here that the Kadoshim and the Adirim, the holy ones and the mighty ones, that's referring to Yisrael in context. And that's where Hashem kol cheftzi bam means like my desire is for them. So you see that Hashem has a special chefetz, a special want, desire, chemda, like chimud for the Jewish people. Hence, not just a matter of kinyan in a generic ownership, economic value, but also sort of sentimental value, because Hashem has a special interest in us and is connected to us. Again, because we fulfill His purpose in creation, like, and we're with a place where Shekhinah can be. Finally, we have Beis HaMikdash Minayin. How do you know the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem's temple, also has the status of being a special possession, a special kinyan of Hashem's? Dechsev, the pasuk says, this is a pasuk also in Shmos, Machon l'shivtecha pa'alta Hashem, the institution, the foundation of your dwelling place that you made, Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. The sanctuary, Hashem, your hands establish it. Now, this konenu is not lashon kinyan. It's with a kaf, not a kuf. So we're not saying that Hashem acquired it with His hands, but Hashem, so to speak, established the Beis HaMikdash with His hands. Now, since you don't have the word kinyan, how do you know that Hashem has a kinyan in the Beis HaMikdash, if you will? So the idea is that, see, Hashem like invested like a yadecha, both His hands, a two-handed investment in establishing the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that contrasts with when Hashem made the Shemayim Va'aretz, so to speak, where He had, like, if you will, like a one-handed investment. This is the pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Af Yadi, even my hand, singular, Yasta Eretz, it founded the land, Vimini Tipcha Shemayim, and my right hand, singular again, Tipcha Shemayim, I don't know, established the heaven. The point is, there are one-handed investments, and those, of course, we already proved that Hashem is Kona Shemayim Va'aretz. So if Hashem has a special interest in Shemayim Va'aretz with a one-handed investment, so to speak, if He has a two-handed investment in establishing the Beis HaMikdash, for sure it's a special kinyan of His. But since we don't have a word of kinyan there, we're going to have another pasuk, which says, Ve'omer, another pasuk says, this is from Tehillim, Vayivem el Gvul Kadsho, and He, Hashem, brought them to His holy boundary, that is going to be like the bounds of Yerushalayim or Kodesh, like the, think, Har Moria. Harzeh kanta yimino. This mountain, His right hand acquired. So the point here is that, again, you have the Har HaMoriah, the mount where the Beis HaMikdash exists, Hashem acquired, and there's lashon of kinyan here. And the chiddush here is that there you don't have Hashem acquiring the Beis HaMikdash, just the Har itself, Har Moriah, where the Beis HaMikdash sits. But actually, that means the contrary. It means that Hashem has a special kinyan even in the Har, when there's no Beis HaMikdash sitting on it, like nowadays. And all the more so, He has a special place in His heart, a special kinyan, a special connection with the Beis HaMikdash itself, when it is up and standing. B'meir B'yomeinu.